This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Now it's time for our healthcare series, The Price We Pay. Every week through October, we are examining the American healthcare system through the medical, business, and cultural systems that contribute to this dichotomy, a system that benefits some but costs all of us. Today, we address Wall Street's expanding presence of private equity firms in healthcare. They've been on a buying spree of medical practices and even hospitals in hopes of getting a big return on their investment. This is happening across the country, including North Carolina, as WFAE's Dana Miller Irvin reports in this installment of The Price We Pay.
The growing role of private equity firms in healthcare is generating a lot of debate and raising the question, what's the priority, patient care or making money? It's both in the view of Dr. Kenneth Gregg. He's the president and medical director of iCare Center. It has 40 locations in North Carolina, including 6 in Charlotte. A private equity firm purchased iCare Center 6 years ago and quickly began to add new practices.
So we got leaner, we got meaner. You know, they brought in the technology.
Leaner, he says, by consolidating the human resources, accounting, and billing departments of the newly acquired companies, and more efficient because of investment in new technology. It also placed more emphasis on hiring technicians who make less than eye doctors.
A lot of the work is done by very competent technicians, makes it easier for the doctor to see more patients.
Gregg says quality of care remains excellent. It has to be to keep patients and attract new ones. The bigger, the better. It has more leverage with insurance companies.
If you're an individual practitioner, you basically have a plan. You either accept or you don't. We get better pricing because of our size.
A report in the American Journal of Ophthalmology found that private equity firms bought 228 practices with more than 2,100 doctors nationwide between 2012 and 2019. iCare Center's first private equity backers cashed out last year. In announcing the sale, the firm said it grew the parent company, iCare Partners, from 63 locations to more than 450 sites in 13 states over 5 years. It said revenues increased 65% every year.
PE, you want to grow it. You want to buy something and grow it as best you can and then sell it at a profit. That's what they do.
It's all part of a huge trend in American healthcare, says Gary Hirschman, a New Jersey healthcare attorney who negotiates such deals. And it's not just ophthalmology. Investors have been snapping up dermatologists, orthopedists, anesthesiologists, radiologists, emergency room doctors, health IT, even hospitals.
Whether it be physician services or home health care, or medical device, or cannabis, it just keeps growing.
Private equity firms have invested $921 billion in U.S. healthcare since 2006, according to the industry trade association, the American Investment Council. They own 4% of U.S. hospitals and 11% of nursing homes, the Medicare Payment Advisory Committee reports. But it's hard to know the number of medical practices, because unlike publicly traded companies, which have to disclose information to the government, private companies can keep their records private. There were a dozen purchases of large North Carolina practices, involving an estimated 300 doctors between 2013 and 2016 alone, according to research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
You know, everyone says, yeah, the bubble may burst, but it just doesn't. It just keeps going and going and going.
It keeps going because there's so much money in healthcare. Americans spend twice as much on care as people in other wealthy countries, according to data from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And spending will grow by half again in just 7 years, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid project. Private equity's goal, Hirschman says, is to triple its investment and sell out in 3 to 8 years. But, he says, all that investment is good for healthcare.
There was this movie, Wall Street, with Michael Douglas, right? And he would buy these companies, these airlines, and he'd chop them apart and make money that way. That's not what private equity is about nowadays.
But a lot of doctors are concerned, says Dr. Jane Zhu, who studies private equity at Oregon's Health and Sciences University.
The main concern is that the motivations of investors to increase profits fundamentally is misaligned with the greater interests of patients and of the healthcare system at large.
Misaligned because the emphasis on making large profits quickly can create the incentive to cut too much, raise prices, even perform unnecessary procedures. And there have been some very public examples.
Tonight in our series, Your Money, Your Life, a problem plaguing millions of Americans, surprise medical bills.
Public interest in private equity grew in 2018 after Yale University researchers found two large private equity-backed companies were at the heart of the surprise billing crisis. The companies, which provide emergency room staff to hospitals, kept their doctors out of insurance networks so they could issue exorbitant bills. The companies, Envision and Team Health, provide staff to hospitals and practices in North Carolina, including some in Charlotte. Public attention was again focused on private equity last March when Congress held a hearing after a study found 20,000 nursing home residents died prematurely over a 12-year period. The private equity-owned homes had fewer staff and were more likely to administer antipsychotics than other homes. But studies of nursing homes have been mixed. Another found investors boosted nursing home staffing. And after a private equity company let a Philadelphia hospital go bankrupt while it sold off the hospital's valuable real estate, Bernie Sanders made the facility's imminent closure part of his 2020 campaign.
The possible closure of Hahnemann has nothing to do with health care. It has everything to do with greed, corporate greed.
Studies of private equity-owned hospitals find they have higher charges, fewer staff per occupied bed, and lower patient ratings. Zhu says there's another reason to worry. When purchases are financed with debt, the hospitals and practices have to pay it off, not the private investors.
They load debt onto the practice that they're purchasing, whereby the practice is actually on the hook for any debt that is used to make the transaction happen. It's sort of a win-win for the private equity firm in some ways because they don't have to hold on to as much risk.
Nine rural North Carolina hospitals, including those in Hickory and Rutherford, got swept up by private equity firm Apollo Global Management when it acquired LifePoint Health in 2018 in a $5.6 billion deal. LifePoint ended up with $2.9 billion worth of debt. Neither Apollo nor LifePoint would comment on the impact, except to say the hospitals are unaffected. So does private equity help healthcare, as Hirschman and Greg contend, or hurt it? We don't have enough data to know, Dr. Zhu says, because private equity companies don't have to disclose information, including about their purchases.
And in fact, many of them may use strategies to keep some of those purchases quiet from the public.
Strategies like non-disclosure agreements mean patients don't always know when their doctor's practices have been sold, and researchers can investigate the impact on care.
I think the question is, where does the profit go? With private equity investors, often we don't know who is at the end of the money trail.
Zhu says private equity, whether it's good or bad, is a symptom of a larger issue in healthcare, an emphasis on profits. But there are a lot of profit-making business interests in healthcare. Private equity is just a newer one. For WFAE News, I'm Dana Miller Irvin.